Lloyd Adams first arrived in Dutch Harbor as an Army enlisted man 66 years ago, the night before the Japanese bombing. He spent 33 months in the Aleutians, here and in Adak, with a coastal artillery unit.
I enjoyed it, and so I wanted to come back. It was just a big part of my life. I was 19 years old when we landed here, and spending 2 years here, there were things that I remembered and I've wanted for years to come back.
When the first bombing occurred on June 3rd, 1942, Adams had been on the island less than 24 hours and didn't have any weapons with him. He and his friend ran from their Quonset hut on Unalaska Island and tried to hide in the cemetery from the Japanese strafing.
See the Japanese, you can see the pilots and see the gunners, and then see them smiling at you. Hey, you don't think about it. There's no fear. You don't have time for that.
After the bombing, Adams says life grew a bit monotonous. He spent 10 months on Pyramid Peak, then another 11 months on Ballyhoo. When he wasn't manning guns or driving trucks, he was hiking alone through the hills or whale watching from observation posts. Now, most of the buildings he slept and ate in have rotted away.
The thing that gets to me most is the waste, the money that has been spent to build these huge developments, and then they just let them, they close them and let them set, and they deteriorate, the timbers rot away, the buildings go to pot. You know, that's a bothersome to me.
But when hiking amongst the foggy ruins of Ballyhoo, Adam says the memories kept flooding back.
I know, you don't forget something like this. Person doesn't forget something like this.
Lloyd and Loretta Adams were in Unalaska for about 2 weeks. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.